This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. After the September 11th attacks, President Bush laid out a memorable goal. He said, "Whether we bring our enemies to justice or bring justice to our enemies, justice will be done." In the 3 years since, we've paid a lot of attention to U.S. efforts to find enemies overseas. Here at home, the government has also made extensive use of American courts. On this day before the anniversary of the attacks, NPR's Libby Lewis reviews the effort to prosecute terrorist suspects.
America loves to keep score, but scoreboards are for football, not for fighting terrorism. There are numbers. So far, the Justice Department has brought criminal charges against more than 350 people as part of terrorism investigations. Of them, 189 have been convicted, including those who've pled guilty. And the government has brought 64 cases based on statutes that outlaw giving material support to terrorist groups. In general, that means providing money, training, or expert assistance. Also, the government has frozen nearly $200 million in assets since 9/11 in the effort to dry up terrorist funds. Some recent cases have mixed the record. In Detroit, in the government's first major jury conviction on terrorism charges, the Justice Department admitted its prosecution of some Arab men was filled with error. It asked the judge to throw out those convictions. A jury in Idaho acquitted a Saudi graduate student of charges he helped recruit and raise money for terrorists by operating some Islamic websites. The FBI has apologized to Oregon lawyer Brandon Mayfield, a Muslim convert, for mismatching a fingerprint and arresting him as a possible suspect in the Madrid train bombings. Law professor Mike O'Neill helped draft the 1996 Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act. The Justice Department uses that law to prosecute some alleged terrorists.
I think the government has had a difficult time in feeling its way in these cases. I think everybody recognizes that the terrorism cases present much higher stakes and are much more complicated cases than the run-of-the-mill criminal cases. And I think basically since 9/11, the government, you know, has had some false starts. It's had some difficulties, obviously, in bringing the prosecutions, and it's sort of feeling its way along.
Former Justice Department official Alice Fisher says the government's record shows success. She oversaw terrorism cases at the Justice Department as a Deputy Assistant Attorney General until July 2003.
I think that the government has learned that our criminal court system continues to be a very effective tool to get terrorists off the streets. There are many, many examples of individuals that were here in our country that were here to do us harm and that have been charged and are now behind bars in our courts and no longer a threat to the United States.
One of the cases the government points to is that of Ayman Ferris, the Ohio truck driver who pled guilty to terrorism charges last year. He admitted meeting with al-Qaeda operatives and helping them case the Brooklyn Bridge as a possible target. He's now serving a 20-year prison term. Justice Department officials also say guilty pleas in Portland, Oregon, Lackawanna, New York, and Northern Virginia have disrupted terrorist sleeper cells. The government is using its arsenal of anti-terror weapons, including broader powers to do searches and surveillance, to bring alleged terrorists to court. Former Justice Department official Alice Fisher says those defendants in turn are giving the government more information to go after others suspected of aiding terrorists.
Individuals who have been charged with terrorism offenses are continuing to cooperate with the government, and they provide critical intelligence about al-Qaeda, other terrorist groups, safe houses, training camps, and tactics here in the U.S. or operations in the U.S. by terrorists who mean to do American citizens harm.
But law professor Steve Salzberg says the government's cases raise the question, are there real terrorists here with real plots against the U.S.?
We got a lot of information, a lot of prosecutions, but so far the government has basically not been bringing prosecutions against people who are supposedly plotting terror, and that's good news. The question is that because the people plotting terror just aren't here, or is it because we haven't been able to find them?
It's hard to measure, and hard to measure the effectiveness of the cases that have gone to court. Mike O'Neill.
I mean, it's hard to know what sort of a ripple effect that those cases have, and whether or not any of those cases, in fact, disrupt the activities of other terrorists or place people on warning. I mean, it's simply impossible to demonstrate.
In this territory, there's much that is hard to know. Even so, Stephen Salzberg says that with the echoes of the 9/11 Commission's findings in its ears, he bets the government will keep up its pace of prosecutions, hoping that will help head off another terrorist attack. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.